Hello, this is Miss Krista. Can anybody out there hear me? Well, I'm going to assume that you can. I want to welcome you to Kinks and Drinks. You can find me here live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. and you can chat with me on the Enchantrix Empire Discord server, General Chat. But you must be 21. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform. Here we go. So, is there anybody here yet? I am here to answer whatever kinky questions you may have tonight. So, please join me. I might have been a little early starting, but that's okay. Anybody that comes in and joins, we're going to have a good time if you can come and join me. I see Gordon. How are you tonight? I hope you're having a good night. I am also on the Enchantrix Empire General Chat. Gordon, if you want to join us there, that is HTTPS. In discord.gg/Enchantrix Empire, and then the General Chat. If you go there and then just click on the general chat, you can chat with me right there. And I see that Miss Michelle is in our chat now. Hey, Michelle, are you where you can hear? And Miss Andy, I see you're here as well. Thank you for coming. Well, thank you, Michelle. If you would like to join me, I can invite you as a speaker. Just let me know. Hi, Gigi. How are you tonight? Andy, welcome. And for those of you who are not familiar with Princess Andy, she is awesome. So tonight is the introduction to this show, and we will be discussing basically any kind of kink that you would like to talk about, as long as we follow the TOS for LDW. And if you have any questions about my drinks, I love answering drink questions as well. Simp for Demi, welcome. Preezy, welcome to my show. I do have a link posted. It is https://discord.gg/EnchantrixEmpire. If you go there, we're able to chat as well. Gigi, you said it was under a different name on the Podbean. What was it? Jeannie, how are you tonight, sweetie? Again, for all you that would like to chat with me, I am on the Discord server for LDW, for Enchantrix Empire, and that link again is https://discord.gg/EnchantrixEmpire. And really looking forward to getting to know all of you better and answer all those questions that you have on your mind. Uh-oh. It seems like Simp for Demi is having a little bit of difficulty. Let's see if we can fix it for you. So, does anybody want to start off with a question? Would love to hear. Maybe a question coming in from Miss Michelle. I would like that. I love answering her questions. She always has such good. Oh, she asked what my thoughts are on Locktober. I absolutely love Locktober. There are so many choices for being able to lock that little guy up. And the length of time, I love doing the whole month. What are your thoughts, Michelle? I would love to share them with the audience. Let them know what you think Locktober is all about. I have a few more questions coming in. Gotta love that. Thanks, guys. And Simp for Demi said this is his first year participating in Locktober, and he is pumped. I was able to talk to him earlier today, and he is enjoying his new, let's say, life in chastity for the next several days. And Jeannie said, oh, the whole month, mistress? So hard. Well, it can't be. But if you size the chastity just right, it don't get that hard. Hey, yay, Simp can hear me now. Outstanding. And cheers to you as well, Mott. So tonight's drink, it is a tasty one, by the way. I made a kind, it's kind of a sangria. And, well, we can go over a little bit of that, or we can continue answering questions if anybody has any. Oh, Michelle, she answered her question. She says, I feel like Locktober can be just about anything my subs, pets, bottom bitches want. But this year in particular feels like an endurance test, both for the subbies physically and for the dom, miss, creatively. I agree. Anytime you start doing long-term lockups, you have to be creative about it. And lots of love to you as well, Mott. Princess Andy has something to say. She says, hello and congratulations on the new show. I've been listening the whole time. Just had trouble finding the chat. Uh-oh. Well, from now on, just everybody know that it is under the Enchantrix Empire and it's the general chat for now. That might change in the future, but for right now, this is a great place to do it. Now, Michelle, I have a question for you. You said, you know, it can be challenging for the dom, miss. Creatively, what have you done to address your creative issues with the Locktober endurance? And we're waiting for her response. And everybody is welcome to ask questions. I do encourage it. It'll make this go so much better without the dead space. The more, the merrier. And while we're waiting for her response, let's delve in a little bit with the drinks portion of it. Miss Princess Andy asked, what's my favorite drink? I don't really have a favorite. I enjoy the concoctions, making something new. I try to have something new every week. I also do the drink of the week for FemDom Fridays, which is a lot of fun. Matter of fact, this week, what I did is I made a sangria. I took 750 milliliter bottle of red rosé. It can be any red rosé. A quarter cup of brandy. A third cup of raspberry liqueur. 2 cups of grape juice. 1 cup of blackberries. 1 cup of sliced black grapes. And 2 medium black plums sliced into wedges. And then you let that sit, you mix all that together, and you let it sit in the refrigerator for 2 to 4 hours. I like it to be good and cold, so I went with 4. And then you just taste it to see if it's too bitter or not. If it is, add a little bit of powdered sugar. I am reading Gigi. She says, no mistress pictures like on Fridays. I am lost. Gigi, I do make a drink thing. Matter of fact, I'll post it again in here, like I do on FemDom Fridays, but this one's for Kinks and Drinks. So here, this is the recipe for this week. And like I said, it is pretty good. So if y'all are into sangria, this is a really, really good one. Okay, what did Mott say that I missed? What advice do I have for someone new to chastity? This is from Simp for Demi. Well, my advice is to accept it. That's the first part of the process, is understanding that you're going to be locked up for a period of time. Also, make sure that your chastity device of choice is not overly too small. I do prefer to put my guys in chastity in a device that is a little snug. That's a good reminder for when they start getting a little amorous. But that is my best advice, is accept the fact that you're going to be in it and submit to it. Gigi, I did not make anybody make it. I make it myself, and it's kind of like FemDom Fridays. If you choose to make it, you're going to have a good time. If not, you know, do you. If that's not something you're into, that's always okay. And yes, Ma, you can use penis-shaped cubes in the sangria if you want. I don't personally have an ice tray that is shaped like a penis, so I just went with ice cubes. No, Gigi, I do not have that available because on the FemDom Fridays show, the podcast goes out on Discord, and they have their own little chat room and everything for their Discord server. I do not have that because I am fairly new to this, and we're just starting to get everything kind of worked out. Maybe in the future I'll have something to where you could see all the participants. I'm hoping to be able to do that soon. So, and Michelle, Kink Warehouse Locktober Calendar Challenge. That I have been referring to for ideas and keeping an eye out for other tips and tricks from chastity providers. And she left a great link in there. Check it out, guys. And Jeannie, I see you like sangria too. It is fun. Hey, everybody. Goddess Demi is here as well. Thank you for showing up. Yes, and Princess Andy said that if it's too small, it could cause issues, talking about chastity devices, and I do completely agree. You never want to go too small, but you also don't want to be to where you're free roaming in it either. I think you ought to have a little snugness to it. Yes, it is very fruity, Jeannie. It is a very nice little concoction. The trick to it is, I made mine yesterday, and I tried it after it chilled, but it is even better the next day when it's had time to really mix the flavors together. So I always recommend on things like that to make them a day ahead of time. And Princess Andy says, when the cage is too big, I think they're trying to cheat. Oops, my cock fell out. Yes, I don't allow too big. I will go small before I go big. And honestly, That's part of the whole thing about chastity and being locked up, is it's not supposed to be like wearing a pair of panties that's all comfortable and silky and feels good. Being locked up is exactly that. You're being locked. I haven't had the chance yet, Gigi. That is on my list for in the future, is to have as a part of the assignment for my submissives to make the drinks of the week. I like that idea, and I will be implementing that. But, you know, and the other thing is, some of my submissives are not drinkers, and I respect that. Mott, I wear 50 pairs of panties at the same time as my chastity belt. 50. Really? I think somebody's over-exaggerating. And I know exactly what kind of panties you like, Mott. I know you like those satin, pretty, silky panties, don't you? Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate that. I think I deserve it as well. I'm glad you see. Giggity. Exactly, Mott. Giggity. I know from the pictures you sent me. Would love to make you get in chastity and then put on those panties so you can enjoy them fully. Princess Andy, damn, do people think you're wearing a diaper, Mott? 50 pairs of panties? Yes, the power of satin is amazing, isn't it, Mott? And that is a kink. And I do love talking about panties. I am a panty connoisseur. I have more panties than any one woman should ever own. But, well, they're fun to have. And I have a weakness. When I go to Macy's or Dillard's or Birkenstock, any of those places, they always have those little tables of panties sitting there. And I try, but I cannot leave those stores without buying at least 4 or 5 pairs. So I end up with a dresser in both my houses, a complete dresser in both my houses full of panties. Oh, thank you, Michelle. My panty collection is legendary. Yeah, I have to agree. I have panties in both places that still have the tags that have never been worn and probably never will get to wear them, because I have too many. But it's always nice to have too many panties and not enough. And yes, purple power. I love purple. Although everybody knows my favorite is pale pink. That is my color. And then followed really closely by several different shades of purple, lavender being number one. Yes, Mott, you would look like you had a diaper on if you had 50 pairs of panties. Andy is right. I see Demi likes purple, too. What's your favorite color of purple, Demi? Mott, I so humiliated, and I love it. Is that from wearing 50 pairs of panties and looking like you have a diaper on? Is that what that's from? Or are you humiliated some other way, sweetheart? Deep purple is Demi's favorite. I do like that shade as well. But like I said, I think the pastels are always going to be number one with me. I love the lavenders, the pale pinks, even the pale yellows and greens. I like all that. Mott, deep purple. I like the band Deep Purple as well. Just so you, I don't know if there's a connection there or not, but for me, there is. I like all the classic rocks. Matter of fact, I like many, many different genres of music, but we're not here to talk about that unless you want to. Oh, Gigi, I like lace. Lace is very, very sexy. At least it can be. But I also love that feeling of the silk, which I just found some lace panties when I was at Macy's the last time that were amazing. They're made out of this, I think it's called polytricot or tricot. It's T-R-I-C-O-T. And they are so buttery soft. They're not that, you know how a lot of lace panties have that kind of scratchy, itchy, almost rough feel to them. These are so soft. I highly recommend them if you like lace. They are amazing. And they're all lace. So you have that, but you also have that silky feeling from the lace. Gigi, you order yours from Macy's? They are nylon. I like nylon as well. Matter of fact, I would say anything that's silky is my first preference. And Demi, a while back, turned me on to some bamboo cotton. They are amazing as well. And I'm not usually a big fan of cotton, but I was sold on those. I got me a pair of those, and next thing you know, I'm ordering, I don't know, I think I ordered 15 more pair because they were just so amazingly soft, and they felt really good, and they breathed really well, too. Oh, I've had bamboo sheets. They're amazing, and they're cool. Wrapped in satin with your partner is the best. I am not going to give you any arguments there, Mott. And I think the consensus is bamboo sheets rock, because even Demi says yes. And Andy, I understand in Florida. I grew up in Florida. I grew up down in the Keys, so I am very used to the heat down there. And my other house is in Mississippi where the humidity is stupid high. So yes, the bamboo sheets are very, very nice as far as the cooling factor. Jeannie, you have a couple pair of cottons. Oh, they are soft and they hold their shape. I have them in boy shorts and hipsters. Very nice. Well, the next time we chat, you're going to have to show me. See what you just opened yourself up to? What are my favorite kinks? For Demi asked. My all-time favorite, bar none, is any aspect of feminization. I love lingerie. I have a vintage lingerie fetish. I absolutely love the old 50s and 60s pinup models. Just absolutely love that kind of lingerie. I do love wearing my stockings. And I'm not a big fan of those little, I call them come fuck me garters. Those are the garters that you wear just to bed to have sex in. When I'm wearing my stockings for every day, I wear either a full garter or a girdle garter, and they have to have at least 6 straps. That keeps you from having to fight with the stockings all day long. You put them on, you clip them, they stay. Another one of my kinks that I love, I absolutely love cuck play. Unfortunately, that has been kind of a part of my life because I have had my fair share of men that just were either completely and utterly selfish in bed, or they tried really, really hard and just couldn't get the job done. So, and Gigi, I understand, Hose. I wear the stockings basically because I have that vintage lingerie fetish and I like the lingerie. So, but I do wear hose from time to time, but I am very particular on my stockings. I only wear Wolford. That is the only kind of stocking. Now, pantyhose, I'm a little bit more flexible. I'll buy the flavor of the day on those because they're pretty much just disposable. You wear them and throw them away. No big deal. But, Mott, you're a total giver. That's always nice to know. And Gigi, vintage goes with sissy maid. It can, yeah. It certainly can. And I buy a lot of my vintage stuff in auction sites in lots. And what happens is I'll find something that I like that there may only be two or three things that fit me. I'll still buy the lot. The lot might have 10, 15 things in it. I keep it all because in real life, I also like to play vintage lingerie with my lovers that are into it. So I always have something that will fit everybody. And yes, that's another one of my little kinks that I love. I love for my man, especially, I don't care if he's got a big dick or not. I like him to dress up for me every once in a while. That's just one of my kinks. I enjoy it. You take your time also, Gigi. This is not very common. For somebody, I'm asking, when you say this is not very common, are you referring to other people not taking their time? Hello, Cassandra. How are you doing, sweetheart? Well, hurry back, Demi. Take your time. Do whatever you got to do. Appreciate you dropping in for me, too. I really do. Well, hello, Cassandra. You're working from home. I am so glad you could get here as well. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I agree, Gigi. I don't understand what the rush is. Sex feels too good just to wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, roll over and go to sleep. Enjoy it. Spend the time. Explore each other's bodies. Oh, my God, that's part of the fun. That's probably why, another one of my kinks, I am bisexual. I love girls. And I love girls for that very reason is most of them are not going to fly through it. They're not going to rush. There's a lot of, I call it slap and tickle. You know, a lot of kissing, a lot of touching, a lot of orgasms. But yeah, and oh, I neglected to say probably my number one kink. And I don't know how I let that slip my mind, especially with me being the love-ence whore that I am. Well, I love toys. I love toys for me. I love toys for my pets. I love toys for my girls. Toys are an essential part of all of my kinks. I agree, Jeannie. Girls are a lot of fun. And the one thing nice about it, I've never had a girl that had a performance issue. But yes, going back to my kinks, number one on the list I said was feminization. Scratch that. Number one is my toys. And I do have a very large, have a very large collection of Lovins at this point. That has become my toy of choice. And the best way I can describe the motors in those toys is that they vibrate violently. And you cannot beat that. Only one of their toys have disappointed me at this point, and that's the Gemini. That's the nipple clamps. I do not recommend them. The vibration on them is so weak, they're just not worth the money. But everything else that I have bought from them has been amazing. The Slut Whisperer, well, maybe. I've also been known as a Sissy Whisperer. I have turned many sissies into sluts. That's always a lot of fun. Especially sissies that don't realize that they're sissies. I love them the most, almost. I do too, Cassandra. I love nipple play. But like I said, the Gemini, for the price, you might as well just get a pair of static nipple clamps and put like a vibrator on the chain in between. You'll get much more out of it. The Gemini is just not worth the money. Now, my nipple clamps that I do love, I have a couple of pair. I've got a couple that are the alligator clips that just clip on. But my favorites, they have this little hole. And then it has a screw that screws down onto the hole. So you put the hole over the nipple and then you screw that screw down and it tightens down. And you can tighten it down as tight as you want. And believe me, it will get your attention. And then it has a chain that clips the two nipples together. And once you put that chain on there, wherever that chain is pulled, you are going. I promise you that. You're not going to resist. Does anybody else out there like nipple play? I know Cassandra does. How about you, Michelle? Do you like having your nipples played with? Chain and caged. Oh yeah, Mott, that's the way to do it. Now, what I would like to design is a form of something that would put pressure on your nipples on the clamp if you got a hard on. And the harder you got, the more it would actually pull on your nipples. I need to design something like that, and then I'd be a millionaire. Oh, I'm with you, Gigi. My nipples are super sensitive. I call my nipples the keeper to the floodgates. You think it's genius, huh, Mott? Well, like I said, if I could ever come up with a way that it would actually work, it would be a wonderful, wonderful addition to the sex toy collection. A pair of nipple clamps that are based upon your hard-on. And the harder you get, the more it pulls on it. Kind of a device, kind of like a chastity device in some ways. Jeannie, I love that. I call my nips my turn-on buttons. Yes. Yeah, I have to agree. So much fun. That's right, Andy. It is, isn't it? Especially, like I said, I love putting somebody into a chastity device where they're already uncomfortable and then leading them around the house with my nipple clamps. Because it's got the chain that connects to two nipples. And then what I did is I went out and bought a little leash type deal that clips in the middle. I put a keychain hook. You know, the ones that where you take your keychain and it's a little circle and you put your keys on. I put that in the middle of the nipple clamps. So you can just clip a leash right to it and you can lead anybody anywhere you want to go. Little love buttons, huh, Jeannie? I like that. And I know they're sensitive, aren't they? And Cassandra, you too? I love that. Gigi, I like to use my partner's nipples to turn them on and take my time doing it. Oh, well, Gigi, I know just the person that you could play with her nipples for hours. And I believe it'd probably be most of us women. We all like that. I'm pretty sure. I know that I saw earlier that Michelle says, I love nipple play. And I'm pretty sure Princess Andy does too. I clip the clamps on a chain to my piercings. Ooh. So when I play with the other pierced pets, I do the same to them. It's a very pleasurable sensory experience. I bet it is, Michelle. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for stopping by, Andy. I really do appreciate you coming to my first show. I really do, and I've enjoyed you being here. You have a wonderful evening, and hopefully you can stop by again sometime. I really appreciate it. And everybody's telling you goodnight because you are such a princess. We love you. Oh, Mont knows a little bit about Michelle's nipples. He says that Michelle has the perfect nipples. Gonna make me purr over here, Mont. Get to talking about Michelle's nipples. As you know, me and Michelle like to play late at night. Very hot. Yes, me and Michelle do team-ups in the middle of the night. And Mott says, I'll drink to that. Why wouldn't you? The slut-wrecking duo, that's us. You've heard of the dynamic duo? Well, we're the slut-wrecking duo. Oh, and we don't just wreck sluts. Me and Michelle love to emasculate if you need that as well. And Michelle is quite versed at feminization as well. She's real good at making you feel as girly as you would ever want to feel. And remember, guys and girls, that feminization is not just putting on a pair of panties, although it can be a lot of fun to put on a pair of panties, but we're going to take it much further than just wearing a pair of silky panties. I agree, Gigi. Great emasculating is awesome. Relax those butts and tuck those nuts. Great one, Michelle. I love that. And so, anybody out there want to share what their favorite kink is? Ooh, I agree. I love when my pets, when I'm emasculating them, de-hair. Shaving rituals as part of an emasculation sessions are a total gas. Yes, they are. Jeannie, I know you, Sandal Girl, I know you love your sandals, and you have such pretty feet. Jeannie, if any of you have not seen Jeannie's feet, she has gorgeous feet. She has absolutely beautiful feet. And she is so sexy when she is doing her inflating. When she uses her little foot pump, oh, damn, girl, you look good doing it. And Jeannie just got her that first silky nightgown, too. I liked it. You posted that on our satin deal the other day. Very, very nice. Yes, Michelle, she does. She has got beautiful feet. And Cassandra, you like to worship women's feet? Well, I don't know too many women, especially women that wear high heels during the day, that do not love to have their feet worshipped, touched, kissed, massaged. I think I speak for all the ladies. We love that. I know you do. Pumping up those balloons gets you, like I said, you just look so hot doing it. Gigi, I do wonder in the sights when dressed as a woman and all the masculine hair show, I'm not sure, showing? I'm confused. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Oh, well, welcome, Footstool. To comment on your cookbook, I've got my Meemaw's Betty Crocker cookbook, and it's, oh my God, it's got to be probably 60, maybe 65 years old. It's an old one, but yeah, very cool. Actually, I don't think he can hear. I don't think he's in the show. I think he's just in the chat. But anyway, I responded to it anyway. They are. The old recipes are great. And I got something the other day that was just so cool. On one of my blogs, I had mentioned the JCPenney catalog being a catharsis for a lot of young men, especially the ones that really love the sissy type stuff. Or I know back in the day, the JCPenney catalog was kind of the older gentleman's, well, back then, they're older now, but back then, they kind of used that for their porn back then. Well, my mother sent me two 1979 catalogs, the Sears and Roebuck and the JCPenney. So now I can take unlimited pictures and post them and put them in blogs and whatever. And I love that. And just looking at the prices of stuff from back then, it's almost mind-boggling. Yes, I agree, Gigi. All that masculine hair when you're dressing as a woman, although some guys like it. I do love, if I'm going to emasculate you, I want you smooth. I want you to be able to fully enjoy that silk. And there is a difference of the way it feels on de-haired legs, especially stockings, than what it does if you have hairy legs. Mott, that is a lot of fun as well. I love showering and cleaning each other. I love taking a shower with my lovers. And I love being able to, I don't let them pick out the clothes, though. I do all the picking out. I decide what my lover's going to wear, or my pet, or my subby, just depending. And I always pick out what they're going to wear. Well, you know what, Jeannie? I might just, you know, I was looking through it, and a lot of fashion that was back in the 1979 catalog has really not changed a whole lot. Some of the styles are different, don't get me wrong, but a lot of the dresses, they're pretty much, other than maybe the designs on them, are pretty much made the same, and I love that. But I will post tomorrow morning. It's going to be Sexy Stocking Sunday. With that, I will post a few stockings, but I will also, on EE, take a couple of pictures of this of the dresses from back then. Now, what's really changed is the price. However, you know, it was probably still expensive back then because people made a whole lot less money. Gigi, you know what? I have some voice lessons that I recommend. I have a very, very dear friend of mine that went through the full transition, and she used these voice lessons, and they helped her tremendously. They are a YouTube, and it's a trans woman. And if you close your eyes, you would not be able to tell that she was not born a girl. So I do recommend those. Oops. Stop. There we go. See, that's what happens when you do stuff live. Sorry about that. And here, this girl here is amazing. She is really good, and she has great lessons for anybody that is wanting to learn how to speak more feminine. Yet, that's another kink, or it certainly can be. Cassandra, I absolutely love everything shiny, and I'm a total fan of shiny tights. It shows in the pictures I create. Yes. And you know what? You have whatever it is that you create those pictures with. I love that model. Oh my God, she is so beautiful. And the elegance that you create with her. And I will. Gigi, I'll post this after the show. I will go ahead and post this for you. And that way you'll have it. And if once you click on there, over to the side, she has several different lessons. I recommend them all. They're really, really good. Yes, Jeannie, I really appreciate the love of shiny clothes too. And I really love what Cassandra does. That model and the way that she puts them together and the outfits are just so elegantly beautiful. I would wear most everything that that woman has. I would love to be able to have Cassandra be my my tailor or my wardrobist. Whatever you call it, I would let her make my wardrobe in a heartbeat. If I could have the stuff that she creates, oh my God, it's so beautiful. All of it. Yes, I agree. Sasha does have a very wonderfully elegant wardrobe as well. And that's another thing. That brings me to a slightly different kink. I love being a slut. I love my little sluts. I think that being a slut is wonderful. But if you truly want to be a good slut, dress elegantly and then pull off being a slut. That's when you've actually achieved something amazing. When you can actually not dress, because see, anybody can dress slutty and be, you know, whatever. But when you can actually dress elegantly and pull off being a slut, that's when you are truly a dirty girl or a dirty guy. It is, Michelle. Styling for yourself and others is definitely a skill. And what works for me may not work for Michelle, or it may not work for Cassandra or Gigi. Each person has a little bit of their own style, and to put somebody in something that doesn't work for them is such a miscarriage of justice, and the fashion police need to be on their toes for that. Yes, Gigi, that's exactly what I was taught this by my aunt years ago. My aunt was a slut. That's why I'm not a prude. But she was one of those that hated the typical, you know, wear the micro mini skirts and show your panties and all that. She always said that a good slut dresses like a lady, and then when she needs to be, there's no question of how big of a slut she truly is. That is the sign of true success as a slut. Joan Rivers fashion police so much. I think me and Michelle talked about this the other night, about how when a woman goes out in public and she hasn't taken the time to do anything, you know, she just looks like she crawled out of bed and went to Walmart. A lot of us women don't say anything, but we talk to each other and we're like, oh my God, girl, what was you thinking? I know you were raised better than that. Yes. Oh, yes. But I am all about being a good slut, but you don't have to advertise it. You get much more response and more positive response, and you actually get a better lay if you don't just go out and say, well, I'm going to put on a pair of fishnets and a micro mini and a pair of 4-inch platforms. And see a see-through blouse and not wear a bra. That, hell, everybody knows what you're after. They already know that you're just looking to get, you know, some dick or whatever. Dress classy and then make them want you more. And then you get to be the slut that you really, really want to be. And thank you, everybody, for participating, and it is time to close my show up. And, oh, thank you, Demi. I didn't see you come back in. I'm glad that you were here. And thank you to all of my guests. I really, really enjoyed this tonight, and I think going forward, we're going to have a lot of fun. And so, every Saturday at 9 p.m. I'll be here with Kinks and Drinks. And anytime you want to discuss a drink, I'm all open for that as well. You can find me here live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be in this chat until further notice. And you must be 21 because we do discuss drinks. And I believe the replay will be available every Sunday. So if you want to catch the episode again, That is where you would find it. And you can listen to it on most all the podcast platforms. Thank you very much. And you all have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night. And we'll love to discuss any kind of kinks. And if you do have a kink that you would like to discuss further, just email me at Krista@EnchantrixEmpire.com and tell me that you would like to discuss this kink, and I will make sure that if I'm not familiar with it, I will research it so we can have a really good conversation. And with that, oh, one last thing. This month's Mistress of the Month is Miss Blair. Give her some love, guys. You get 5 free minutes with every 10-minute call. Just tell the dispatcher when you give her a call that you want your 5 free. But give her a try. Miss Blair is wonderful as well, and she's one of our newer mistresses, so I love seeing her getting that Mistress of the Month. Now, everybody have a wonderful night and the rest of your weekend. Thank you very much.